Welcome to the Sicha this week, Project Lukot HaSichas. We're going to be learning Sicha Beis of Parshas Teilos in Chelik Yud on page 80. B'Parsha Seino, Mesuper, Shekoidim Shemizbarach Yaakov Avinu Bebirchas V'yitin L'cha Ha'alekim V'gaymer. So in this week's Parsha, it speaks about the brachas that Yitzchak gives Yaakov. And before he begins the bracha V'yitin L'cha Ha'alekim, there's an introduction. Oma Yitzchak Avinu, so Yitzchak says as an introduction, see, the aroma of my son is like the aroma of a field that Hashem has blessed him. So the Sifri says about this introduction, so we find there regarding Yitzchak, he saw, when he looked at Yaakov, he saw the Beis HaMikdash, Bonui, he saw it built. V'ra'i se chariv, he saw it destroyed. And v'ra'i se bonui meshuchla lasad lavei. And he saw it being rebuilt beautifully lasad lavei. How do you see this? Rei reich b'ni, the aroma of my son, harei bonui. That's the Beis HaMikdash built. Reyach koi ala karbonis. The reich refers to the karbonis. Shen yonam reich nichoyach. The karbonis are described as a reich nichoyach shekrivi b'Beis HaMikdash. Bni, reich bni is pirushi boni. It also could be interpreted as meaning that's built. Kereach sada, when it says the aroma of a field, harecharev, the field represents the Beis HaMikdash when it's destroyed. Kumashikasav tziyan sada techrash, the place that the Beis HaMikdash stood after its destruction will be like a field which is plowed. Then it says, Ashabercha Hashem, the Eibishter blessed him, hare bonu yu meshuchlo lasad lava. This is when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, lasad lava. Chayrein, move on. So now, this is the introduction to the bracha that Yitzchak is benching Yaakov. So the question is, Eichef shaloyma shekol gimel advarim anal shara Yitzchak him akdama lebracha sheberech leYaakov. How can we say that these three things here are the introduction to the bracha of benching Yaakov? Ubefrat she'echad mehem hu beis hamikdash b'churbanim. One of the things he saw is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shesivas ha-churban u'b'chateinu chulu yad sh'nishtalcha b'mikdashecha, the sins of the Yidden that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So ve'eich yitochen she'gam zeh she'toichna heipach ha-toiv ha-bracha yi'ak domo l'bracha. How could it be that even the destruction, which is the opposite of good, the opposite of a bracha, should be the introduction to the bracha? The introduction to the bracha that Yitzchak will bench Yaakov here. Gam tzarech lahavin, another detail here that needs to be understood. Tam adava shechurbanu shel Beis HaMikdash merumis kan b'tevas v'inyin sada. Why is the situation of the Beis HaMikdash, when it's destroyed, hinted in a field? Shehurak al pi mashakosav tziyan sada techrash. The place where you find that the destruction is compared to a field is in this pasuk, that it says that tziyan will be like a field that's plowed. But l'chayre is not any description about the churban itself. And so the Rebbe explains, Zeh she'reach b'ni meramaz le'Beis HaMikdash b'binyonoi. The fact that reach b'ni hints to the way Beis HaMikdash is standing. Move on, that's understood. Ker karbonis in yonam, reach nichoyach. Kanal. As we said, the Beis HaMikdash is all for the karbonis, which are reach, the aroma of the karbonis. Var karbonis heim ikke b'Beis HaMikdash. V'chein muven heitav zeh. The fact that the brach of the Eibishter is a hint to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash l'asid lavai, harei binyanei v'shechlule shal Beis HaMikdash l'asid, zeh tachlis brachas shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate brach of the Eibishter when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Avol zeh shebeis HaMikdash b'churbanai merubis b'sadeh. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash, when it's destroyed, is hinted in the Lashon of a Sada, a field, ain't a mover. It's not understood. What's the connection of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed to a field? Yes, there is a Pasuk Taka that it's Meramez, it says, Tzin Sada Techrash, but just taking the word Sada, why is the Beis HaMikdash, when it's destroyed, hinted in the word Sada? Gam churbani shel habayis b'ofen zeh ayacher maynach kiminekan. Even if there is some connection to Sada, what difference does it make over here in how it's destroyed, what happens to the place when it's destroyed, that it becomes like a plowed field? Why is that detail matter over here? V'oid, another detail to this question is, The fact that the place where the Beis HaMikdash stood turns into a sadeh, that's something that happens at a later stage. It has nothing to do with the actual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Sadeh just describes a situation that follows later on. So why does the pasuk over here say Tziyon Sadeh Techrash? Why is this Sadeh Techrash what's being used over here to describe the time when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? That's a later thing. Yuvan Kozeh, so to understand the pshat of this introduction to the bracha here, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it's all part of the introduction of the bracha. So this could be understood by Hekta Mashamra Razal Hove Bepirish Rashi Ela Posik. Shalachrei Agdome, after this Agdome, the bracha, Ashebercha Hashem. So the Posik says, V'yitn locho ha'olikim geimer. And the Yevisha should give, and Yitzchak goes on to bench Yaakov. And Rashi says, Medrash Rashi says, Yitn v'yachzer v'yitn. The pshat of v'yitn is, the Yevisha gives, and he gives again. In other words, Rashi is addressing why it says v'yitn, with an added vav. So the Rebbe asks, what does this mean that the bracha here is that the Eibishter will give and give again? What is lacking in the first time the Eibishter gives that the pasuk is saying here that the Eibishter will give again? If it's something that a human being is giving, even when a person gives a large gift, but it's limited. The giver is limited. So to complete and to add, so you give once, you give again, you can give more than once. Which is not the case over here. If the giver is the Yevishter, so if the Yevishter is giving, it's an expression of the Yevishter's kindness, and it's unlimited, just like the Yevishter himself is unlimited. What does this mean that there is a double giving? Once, another time. Now, even if you can argue and say, that even in the bracha that the Eibishter gives, it's possible that there's a limitation. So therefore, the Eibishter adds and says that he'll give once and he gives again. So the Rebbe says, no, it's only possible to say that the Eibishter's giving is with a limitation. If there's a very specific bracha that's being given to an individual, for example, when Yaakov or Moshe Rabbeinu benched the Shvatim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov benches the Shvatim individually according to their bracha, according to their sheirish that they can receive in this bracha. The mitzad hagdarasa kebracha pratis, since it's limited as a individual bracha, limizbarchim pratim, to specific individuals that are being benched, makim lohaysef oydin yanam bebracha atzma. So there could always be added more details to the bracha, oydin tzarech ba'oyd mizbarchim, or if now one individual is being benched, you can add more people to include more people in the bracha. So this could be true even by the Eibishter. If he's benching one individual with a specific bracha, so then if he's benching again, it's because you're adding more details to the bracha or including more people in the bracha. Hashem given it indeed done, but that doesn't apply here. Halayam is Baruch Hu Yaakov Avinu. The one that's being benched here is Yaakov. Shuhu Kailil, let's call on Hashem is Kulam. When Yaakov is being benched, it's not Yaakov being benched as an individual. He's being benched for all the Klal Yisrael. He's including all the Neshamas that will follow. The expression the Gemara says that the beauty of Yaakov was like the beauty of Adam Rishon. Just like Adam Rishon is the first of all human beings and he includes all the neshamas that follow, the same is with Yaakov Avinu, that he's the forefather and he represents all the neshamas, all his descendants that come from him. So this is not a bracha to an individual. You look at the content of the bracha itself, it's not a bracha about one specific detail. It's a bracha that includes everything in all of Seder Shalshlus. Mitala Shamayim Umishmana Ya'aretz, the language that's used in the bracha. And the Rebbe spells out, Befrat Shazel mital hashamayim, from the dew of heaven. Hanaylava meshubach bashamayim, from heavens. The bracha is not just coming from the heavens; it's coming from the tal, from the dew of heavens. Kidua maylos hatal al matar. It's explained in other places the advantage that there is in dew over rain. Rain is produced from the clouds that come from below. Dew has its source from above, from a very high place. And the gamishmani yaretz, and the bracha encompasses from the highest to the lowest, to the fats of the land. Hamufcha shabaretz, the best in the land. So this is an all-encompassing bracha, without any limitations, to Yaakov Avinu, which includes all the neshamas that descend from him. And Cain, ma'o zeh she'yachzev yitin oidapam. So what does it mean that Eibusha gives a double bracha? Yitain v'yachzer v'yitin. What's this double bracha here? The gam tzarech lehavin, another detail that needs to be understood here is, ma'o oimrei v'yitin l'cha ha'elikim, that the source of the bracha comes from the name Elikim. V'alayinin ha'bracha u'mishem avaya. A bracha should come from the name avaya, shubchines harachamim. The name avaya represents Eibusha's mercy. V'lo shem elikim shin yonoi din v'tzimtzum. And not the name of Elikim, which represents Eibusha's judgment, tzimtzum, or concealment. So why is the name Elikim the name used in this bracha? So there's something unique here about this bracha that we see both with the introduction. That in the introduction, not only are we speaking about the Beis HaMikdash, but we also include the Churban. And then when we look at the bracha itself, there's a double bracha, Yitin v'yachzer v'yitin. And the source of the bracha comes from Shem Elikim. So what is the unique nature of this bracha that we see expressed in the three things that the Rebbe pointed out here? Yuvan kolzeh, so to understand all this, the Rebbe begins as follows. Ayidei moshel ma'ashpoas harav l'talmid. With the following analogy of the way a teacher teaches a student. De'af sheliyiz b'zeh shnei fanim. There are two different ways to what extent the teacher reaches his student and to what extent he affects and enlightens the student. Aleph, number one is, Sha'at Talmud urak makabel seichel rav. The Talmud is a recipient. He receives the ideas that his Rav teaches him. Da'ayin sha'afilim kabalosei b'yifin achi naila. Even if we're talking about an excellent student, he receives and fully understands what his teacher is teaching him. Va'adles atzmus b'sichle shel rav. The ideas that he's learning becomes absorbed in him, it becomes one with him. It becomes like his own opinion. The Rebbe brings here in the Ha'ara, it becomes Teiras Sai, now that he learns it and understands it fully and comprehends it. But because there, however, here, this is a student that Ein Ashpa Zu Peyeles Ba'at Talmid L'chadish B'zeh B'koyach Atzmai. He can't, however, use this teaching of his teacher to innovate and be creative on his own. He's an excellent Mekabel. He's a recipient and he absorbs fully and fully understands and becomes unified with the idea, but to be mechadish on his own, to take from this a method to be able to create on his own new ideas, that's not this student. Beis, but then there's another student, Sha Talmud, Mekabel, as kol seichel arav, uboifin naila kol kach, the Talmud is receiving the ideas of his teacher to such an extent, he sees in the ideas that his teacher is teaching him, not just the ideas, but he sees the method and the process of how his teacher created these ideas, and he's able to take even deeper, a deeper ashpa from his teacher, that so much so that he's able to now become creative on his own and innovate on his own divrei seichel, based on the ashpa that he received from his student. So both of these are receiving the hashpa from their teacher. One is just a recipient and he fully understands, but the other takes that hashpa and he's able to go deeper into the hashpa and receive a stronger hashpa from his teacher to use the method of his teacher to start creating on his own. This distinction is also seen in the Mishnah and Masechta Avos b'Talmidav shel Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. The students of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Shabliyaz ben Horkenes. So the Mishnah describes Shabliyaz ben Horkenes as a bar sut she'enem am betipa. It's like a pit that is with plaster, covered with plaster, that you don't lose one drop. Darga chim nailus vayifane akabolah shal achochma atzma. This is the highest level and the greatest extent of fully receiving the idea of your teacher and taking in every drop and absorbing every drop without leaving anything out. On the other hand, Rav Eliezer ben Aroch, who kemayon hamizgaber, He's like a wellspring that keeps on flowing with an intensity, coming out more and more ideas. He is able to add and innovate on his own. Move on. So that's understood. That on the second level, when a teacher takes that ashpa of his teacher, on a deeper level, that he's able to take that method, to be able to be mechadish on his own, there's a great advantage over the first student that's just a recipient. As the Mishnah there says, Im yiyo kol chachmi Yisrael b'kaf miznayim, v'liyezeben horkenes afimon. If all the Talmidei Chachamim, you'll put them on a scale, and all the Chachamim together with Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus would be with them. V'Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch b'kaf shniyah, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch would be on the other side of the scale, machriya es kulam. He would outweigh all of them. His advantage, his level, that he's able to innovate on his own, outweighs all the other Chachamim. V'atam poshet, and it's very simple to see why this is the case. Ime yois sheboir sud she'ena ma'ab b'tippa, himadregen nailas ma'oid b'kabolas v'klitas ha'chochma. To be able to receive from your teacher an idea and fully be focused on listening and understanding and absorbing the idea is a very, very big talent, a very high level. Asher l'chein, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus b'mayla zu, so as Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, as far as this ability, hu machriya es kol chachmei Yisrael, he outweighed everybody else, koil gam Rabbi Eliezer ben Aruch, including Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, as we just said, that had the ability to innovate on his own, but as being a full recipient to absorb from your teacher without leaving out a drop, in that sense, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus had an advantage. He was greater than even Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch himself. But as much as the person, this Talmud here, in this case Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, could receive fully and not leave a drop out, but it's limited. What his teacher gives him, those are the ideas that he has, not more. Lo yaiser afshagam lo ipachos mima shekibol mirabi, not more and not less of what his teacher teaches him. She'en kem yishu kememayin amizgaber, but if you are like a wellspring that gives more and more, never ending, lo yaiser chochme b'koyach atzmai, taking the ashpa from your teacher and now being able to see deeper into this ashpa that you've received, and to see and to take a koyach to be able to innovate on your own, hariyesh bekoyach leizgabe yosef yosef li agbala. So this gives you the ability on your own to innovate more and more endlessly. You see here, you've connected on an even deeper level to the hashpa of your teacher, and therefore you're able to take the koyach to on your own become a source of a hashpa to innovate without any stop. Amnam. However, the Rebbe clarifies. This advantage of the student that's able to innovate on his own to the point of like a wellspring that is never ending, on his own, it's a result and it's the effect of his teacher teaching him. In other words, even this itself is not that he receives from his teacher Dvar Seichel. Now, he on his own is able to begin innovating with his own koyach. No, that's not what it is. The harei tafkida v'tachlisa shal ashpa amitis. What is the purpose of a real ashpa to a student? He gam bazeh shaharav ha-mashpia ma'mido yes ha-talmud al-raglov. He puts him on his feet to give him the independence, to give him the skill and the ability, the method to be able to innovate on his own. That's also part of the ashpa of the teacher, that he could be creative on his own. These chidushim that the student now innovates on his own, it all is based on this method that the student saw on the teacher. So the difference between the two levels of the students here is, the first level of the student is very focused on receiving the Divrei HaSeichel, but he's not able to go deeper into the source and the method and the skill that the teacher employed to create this Dvar Seichel. He just fully absorbs the Dvar Seichel, but not beyond that. Then you have another student where the Ashpa is a deeper Ashpa, and therefore he takes from a deeper place to see the method of the teacher in this Dvar Seichel, and therefore he's able to on his own now apply that method and be mechadish on his own and become a Mayan HaMizgaber. So even the Mayan HaMizgaber as well, when he's doing it b'koyach atzmai, this itself, The source of this is also coming from the teacher. It's also the purpose of the Ashpa of the teacher, and it comes from a deeper Ashpa from the teacher. Moving on to Signana Mishneh, we could see this also from the Mishneh itself, when it describes the Talmidim here of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanes, as opposed to Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch. Shabon Nimna Shvach Gemayin HaMezgaber, and it talks about the praise of Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch that was a Mayin HaMezgaber. Shabba behemshech ubikisho lezeh shechamisha talmidim hoyele l'Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. It's all part of the description of the five students. They're all described as students that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai had. Meaning, shegan maila zu, he toitzoas hayoysa yitamud Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. This maila of Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, that he was a maina mezgaber, wasn't his own independent thing that he achieved after he received the ashpa of his teacher. And now he on his own came to this new koyach to be mechadish on his own. No, this koyach itself, that he was able to be mechadish on his own, he received from a deeper connection in the hashpa to his teacher, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. This is a description of his maila as a student. So therefore, even the union of maina mezgaber is the maila that he had over the other talmidim of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. So that's one of the main chidushim that the Rebbe here is saying in the Sikha, the two eifanim of the Talmidim. But even the second Talmud that's being mechadish, b'koyach atzmai, this itself ultimately is part of the hashpa, a deeper hashpa actually, that comes from the teacher, from the source, from Ulmaila, from the teacher. Al derech zeh, the same thing also we could apply back over here to the broche of Yitain, v'yachzer, v'yitain, a double broche. So the Ashpa that comes through the Bracha of Yitzchak. Mulvada Ashpa Atzma, besides the Ashpa itself that the Eibishter gives, Yeshpa Gama Iluva Yisra, and there's an additional advantage here, Shapoyal Bemushpa, that you can affect the receiver, Umamidoi Bedage Kazu, Sheyuchal Natsalas Ashpa Bekoyach Atzmai. You put him on his feet that he could now use out this Bracha to innovate and to be involved on his own from below, to be able to add. To have a personal involvement and add and create on your own in using out the koyach of this bracha. Not just to be a recipient of this bracha, but actually be a partner and to be able to be mechadish on your own. That's the double bracha here. V'zeo v'yitein v'yachza v'yitein. The hashpa of the Eibishter over here is not only a full hashpa as giving, where you become a recipient, but it's an added, a second bracha, as the Rebbe here explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitein loi kol hashpa atzma. The first bracha is the Eibishter gives you fully, bleak vol, endless. The gamze dove shalemu, this is complete. Ukamay bar such ainim ambetipa, like a bar that's plastered. It is, you don't lose one drop. That is. But then v'yachze v'yitain. What's the second bracha? Esayecholes lehisgabe b'koyach atzmai b'ashpozu. Now giving you the ability to be able to innovate and create and use this ashpa. And the gamze is ve'yitein. The second thing is also coming milmaila. Shenitin makadosh baruch hu. Kanal chelik ma'ashpa. It's a deeper ashpa. It's a deeper level of ashpa that gives you the ability to become independent and create and innovate on your own. That's also part of the ashpa milmaila. As a result of the ashpa milmaila. That's the double bracha. Yitein ve'yachzer ve'yitein. So that's the general point there about the double bracha that Yitzchak gives Yaakov. Now that I was going to take this a step deeper and answer the other questions, the other unique things that we see here about this bracha. Shtei madreges elu. These two levels, one is boir sucheinu ma'abitipa, like a boir that does not lose even one drop of recipient. And then kemayin ha'mezgaber, one that takes a deep rashpa and is able to be creative on his own. Yeshnan gam ba'avedas ha'odam, we see this in general in the aveda of a person. Even within the aveda of a person, so l'chayre, here we're talking about what a person does from below, but this itself could be divided into these two different levels that we are speaking about here. The bar sucheinim abetipa and the mayin ha'mezgaber. And the hain, avedas ha'tzadikim va'avedas ha'bal tshuva. This is the difference between tzadikim and bal tshuva. Hatzadik hoylech bederech yishara, the tzadik goes in a straight path. Vayvita savay bin yoni teiru mitzvahs kvisha nitnu v'nishpul mumayla, and he follows and fulfills teiru mitzvahs as it's been given to him from above. V'keli aroy lekabel kol hashpo sal yoni shal yeteiru mitzvahs, and therefore, as a result, he's also a vessel to receive all hashpos that come from above through fulfilling teiru mitzvahs. That's the tzadik. So he's an open vessel to receiving everything from above, a full makabel. Habal tshuva is a different thing. Avidotzahi shemahapach es asdeinus lezachiyes. Habal tshuva takes a situation where he was disconnected. He was separated from the Ashpa from above. Zdeinus. And he transforms that and elevates from below and transforms it into zachiyes. Ta'ainish hu avidus avayt b'ifun des hapcha. His avayde is by a transformation. Lafech en yonim sheyu. And he transforms things in a way that it's not the way it's intended to be from above. According to the order of things, the way the Eibishter established it from above, you can't elevate those things that are in the area of Gimel Klipas Atmeis. Those things have to be completely rejected. The koyach of a bal tshuva is that he has a deeper koyach to serve the Eibishter from below, from a deeper place. He's able to create a transformation, not like it was established from above, and take even things that are zdeinus and elevate them and turn them into zachiyus. So that's the avodah of the bal tshuva that creates and innovates on his own from below. However, just like we said before regarding the student that innovates on his own, that itself is because of a deeper hashpa that he got from his teacher, the same is true here as well. Even this ability that a bal tshuva has to transform on his own, this is a deeper kayach that he's doing, not the way it was established from above. He's transforming even his dainis, gami hashpa mamayla. Ultimately, even this itself is a hashpa, is a kayach that's given to the person from above to go deeper than the regular hashpa that comes from above and innovate and create and transform something that's not the way the Eibishter created the standard to be. Hakayach les oire me'atzmi loshev b'tshuva. This kayach that a person can create on his own and make this transformation, nitum l'mayla. Even this as well is a deeper kayach. It's not the regular seder, the derech ha'yishara, the seder shtalshulis kayach that's given from above, but it's a deeper ashpa that's given from above that a person should be able to innovate and create on his own. Interesting, in the Ha'ara 28, the Rebbe brings a few ma'ar mekaymis for this, that whatever a person can do, including when Chassidus discusses the concept of b'koyach atzmai, that as well is a result of a deeper ashpa that comes from above. So in the end of Ha'ara 28, the Rebbe brings some lekut teire, she'ein adam oisem me'uma mitzad atzmai. There's nothing that a person can do on his own. So this as well has to be from a deeper ashpa that comes from above. V'hine, so going back into the Sikhe, commotion is boiler by Moshe the Rav Talmud. So just as we explained before regarding the student and teacher, the Yeshisra in Maile b'pchines, k'mayinam is gabel agabe b'pchines b'or sucheinam abetipa. This is the advantage of the student that could create on his own, more than even the student that has the ability to absorb every drop of what his teacher is teaching him. Al derech zeh, Yeshisra in Maile b'avedis b'ali tshuva l'gabe avedis ha-tzadikim. So there's the advantage of the aveda of b'ali tshuva more than the tzadikim. V'zeh ma'ash omre razal, and therefore the Gemara says, b'mokim sh'bali tshuva ha'imdim, tzadikim gemurim einim yecholim la'amitsham. The place where the bali tshuva stand, even the complete tzadikim cannot stand there. We'll move on, and we can understand why this is. Sh'gam teichnoi shal yisri zeh, hu gam kein al derech ana b'moshel d'rava talmud. The advantage of bali tshuva over tzadikim is similar to the advantage that we explained before in the two levels of the students. Just like we explained regarding the student which is Mayanam is Gabbah. His advantage is that he could create on his own and he has now the endless ability, getting this deeper ashpa, so he has now the method and he has an endless ability to create ideas on his own. Which is not the case with a student that receives. He receives it fully, every drop, but it's limited. The same applies here as well. Malosam shalabali tshuve hu bebchinas habligvul shabavidosam. Their avoda that they create a transformation on their own below creates an avoda which is bligvul, which is unlimited. Ukiyidua, as we know, the avoda sa tzadikim hi badrogem masuderes. The avoda of tzadikim goes gradually. It goes step by step, bilo yachirili, one level after another. A bal tshuva breaks all boundaries, all limitations, and he goes from one extreme to another. or b'chele sagya. He goes in one moment and with tremendous force, with tremendous energy, a Baal Tshuva can transform himself from one extreme to another. So the idea that a Baal Tshuva is able to do this is because he receives a deeper ashpar from above, which empowers him to create his own transformation from below. And therefore he goes with this greater force, with this greater energy, b'chele sagya. So this is a deeper understanding of the two levels that we spoke about before, that this is not only a difference in the hashpa that comes mulmaila, that there's a hashpa that comes from above, and then there is the hashpa that Eibishter gives a person the ability to do b'koyach atzmei from below. But even in the aveda of a person below, there's also a chiluk here. If your aveda is sort of in line with the hashpa from above, like a tzaddik, and therefore it's connected primarily to the Ashpa that comes from above in the straight path, the way the Eibishter designed it. And then there's the Aveda of a person where he's doing things in a way where he was disconnected, he was not in that straight path from above, and he creates on his own from below a Hesoiris to reconnect and to do tshuva with a tremendous force. Now, so Rebbe continues, Va'av shen yonam elu ha'ashpa mo'mailo. So going back to the two general ideas that we're talking about over here. When you have the first bracha, the first yitain, a hashpa that comes from above, and then the second bracha, where a person works from below on his own. Generally speaking, this does not necessarily apply to tzaddikim and bali tshuva. This could be applied to every single person, even a person that's going in a straight path, like a tzaddik. So in the life of a person, every day, we can see these two elements of a person's life. There's the hashpa from above, and then the aveda that a person does from below. As the Rebbe spells out here, the schedule of a person's day. Tchilasa shal aveda sayemu, a person's day begins, maydani lufanecha chulu, shenyana haidol hashpa mamayla. The simple pshat of maydani, a person thanks the Eibishter for giving him his life, the new hashpa for the new day. So he's thanking for the new hashpa that comes from above. The gamachakach, I take from a yad and mispal tefilasa. Immediately, a person wakes up. He goes to daven. Kamei merazal. The Gemara says tefilasa shetei smucha lemitasi. As soon as you get out of bed, before you get busy with anything else, the first thing you daven. The hainish and mevakish ma'akadosh baruch hu sheyashpia lekol habrachas v'hashpa'as mol ma'ila. The focus of the davening is to draw down from above the hashpa'as for the day. Since he's asking for this in the brachas and Shmei Nesra that you daven and you mention Hashem's name, certainly the Eibishter fulfills your requests and the Eibishter is giving you a new hashpa for the day. So that's how the person's day begins. So how does a person's day begin? It starts with receiving. Being that student that's the recipient to receive the hashpahs from above. This does not include an aveda where the person is focusing on innovating and creating from below on his own. But then following the first half of the day, or the first part of the day, now a person has to begin creating from below his own aveda. Learning Torah, kiyama mitzvahs, and doing mitzvahs. Here's where a person independently has to work from below and do his aveda. So this is really the schedule of every yid, every single day, including tzaddikim, a yidin that go on the straight, regular path. So you have, in general, the two kinds of ashpas that correspond to the yitin, the yachs of yidin that the Rebbe mentioned before. However, the Rebbe says, mekom makom beprotius, more in detail, hinigam aveda zushal tzaddikim belimud atayre v'kiyam mitzvahs b'meshach kol hayom. The aveda of tzaddikim in the second part of their day, where they're learning on their own and they're doing mitzvahs with their own kayach from below, v'kiyim shib mekayim b'zeh mashet tivahu. He is learning, he's fulfilling what he's been commanded. Shazer gam ashpa nesin es kayach mamayla. Commanded is also empowering the person to follow and to be able to fulfill what he's commanded to do. This is not truly and fully express the aveda that a person is creating from below on his own. This is only an aveda of tshuva where the person was disconnected. and he was not in that straight path and the straight flow of the Ashpa from above. And here the person reconnects and comes from a deeper place from below to be Mahapach Zdainas Lezachias. That's the real Aveda Bekoyach Atzma that comes from below. So when we talk about Yitin V'yachse V'yitain, and we're saying that the second bracha is that empowering the person to be able to work on his own from below, so ultimately and really it refers dafka to the Aveda of Tshuva. That's where you really have the Aveda Bekoyach Atzma from below. So Alpizei Shleima. So now we can understand on a deeper level. When Yaakov says this double bracha, yitin v'yachze v'yitin, klulois, this includes loyrak hashpa'as al yayinam l'mayla binyanam gashmi v'ruchni. Yaakov was being benched there not only to have all of the hashpa'as from above, whether in gashmir or in ruchnis, ubebeiz apratim, and including the two details that we already mentioned before. Kabbalah hashpa atzma, to be a recipient, to fully receive that hashpa from above. And also, shiyuchel natzla b'koyach atzmai, and to use out, to be able to use from below everything that you're receiving. But it's actually even more than this. Kim gam hashpa nisinis koyach mul maila la'avedis Hashem bebei sugia avedis anal. What's being hinted there in Yitin v'yachse v'yitin is that the hashpa is empowering a person not only to serve the Eibishter, and to receive, and to be a tzaddik, and to serve b'koyach atzmai as a tzaddik, which is avedis ha-tzaddikim, that's the yitain, that's the first one, but also avedis ha-bali tshuva, the yachzer v'yitain. The main chiddush of the yachzer v'yitain is, when a person serves the Eibishter as a bal tshuva, that's the real expression of the of empowering a yid to be able to do something on his own, from below. To do tshuva, and to be mahapach zdeinis lezachias on his own, that's the real chiddush over here of this bracha of yitin v'yachzer v'yitain. The Aveda of a bal tshuva. Now, the Rebbe will point out that this is not just by chance, that this is a deeper bracha, this is the Aveda of a bal tshuva that happens to be here in the bracha from Yitzchak to Yaakov, but this is actually the first time where the whole Aveda of tshuva by Yidden is the first opportunity where this is even possible. Very interesting how the Rebbe points out here, this Indian, that before this, the whole Yidden of tshuva was not relevant yet. So based on this, we could explain something else. For who? And that is, Sha'ada bracha alazu, until this bracha, Sha'ide Yitzchak, when Yitzchak benches Yaakov, Einenu meitzim shemishu yivarech benusach shav yitin l'cha ha'alekim gaimer. We don't find that anyone benched with this nusach of yitin l'cha ha'alekim, which as the Rebbe just explained, the chiddush, the main chiddush of this bracha here is the bracha for the koyach of being a bal tshuva. And the reason is, Ados lehoisa adayin hoefsharis vahoes damnus lavedis atshuva kemoishi etzu bnei Yisrael. Up until this point, the aveda of tshuva, the possibility, the opportunity for the aveda of tshuva, as it exists by yidden specifically, did not yet come to be. Was not yet possible b'chlal. This is the first time that this aveda of bali tshuva of yidden is a possibility. Why? Avraham Avinu halehoi etzadik gomer. Avraham Avinu, the first of Yidden, the first one of all of Klal Yisrael, so is the Avodah of Tshuva shaykh to him? No, he's a tzaddik gomer. Ubnei Yodim shekodmu areinu beged b'nei Yisrael. Those that came before Avraham Avinu are not b'chlal in the category of b'nei Yisrael. Now, the Rebbe points out, so l'chayre, why do we have to wait until Yitzchak benches Yaakov? What's with Yishmol? L'chayre Yishmol, it's shaykh to Avodah of Tshuva. V'av shel Yishmol b'noi shel Avraham Avinu chaza b'tshuva. The Chazal tell us that Yishmol actually not only was shaykh to tshuva, but he did tshuva, and he's the son of Avraham Avinu. So l'chayre, he's an individual that's already shaykh to Klal Yisrael, and by him there was tshuva. So the Rebbe says, no. Le'haysa b'pchinas ha'tshuva shal ha'isha Yisraeli. His tshuva, it does not fall in the category of tshuva of Yidden. What's the unique thing about the tshuva of Yidden? Shemuvana, the concept of the special tshuva that there is by Yidden is, hu shechot, that a yid sins, va'afa became be'eshachot Yisrael, even while he sins, he's not fully disconnected. He remains a yid. And v'hu sheshav b'tshuva, and it's the yid, it's the koyach of the yid, that he's always connected, that's doing tshuva. That's the unique nature of the tshuva of a yid. But this is not true about Yishmol. Ki olav amru razal, Avram yotza mimena Yishmol. Avram had two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmol, but regarding Yishmol, Chazal used the expression yotza. He went out. He sort of became disconnected. She yotza upirish mimena. The word yotza here means that he separated. The kivin shekain, if that's the case, Rebbe Tshuvasi einai hu atzmei sheshav, when he separates, so he sort of lost his identity as Yishmael, as the son of Avram. And then when he does tshuva, he has to regain, he has to come back to where he was. But he's not doing tshuva as a Yisrael, afal pi shechata Yisrael hu. He's not doing tshuva that even while he sins, he retains his identity. He becomes separated and he became like a new person, different person, separated from being the son of Avraham Avinu, and then he has to do tshuva. This is not the tshuva of a yid. So the inyan of tshuva is not shaykh by Avraham Avinu and not by Yishmael. But then here, when Yitzchak is benching Yaakov, kvar bo ha'efsharis le'inyan ha'tshuva b'bnoi be'esav. This is the first time that the possibility of tshuva is possible by his son, by Esav. Now the Rebbe clarifies, even though Chazal used the same expression regarding Esav, that he also went out and became separated from his father Yitzchak, like Yishmael. However, his going out, his separating from his father was not in the same extent as Yishmael. Shahaya Yisrael Mumar. He's described as a Yisrael that is rebelling, but he still was a Yisrael. So his tshuva is not where he lost his identity, became completely disconnected. No, even after he gets separated, but he still retains his identity as being as a Yisrael Mumar. So it's only in this time period, which is the first time where this inyan of tshuva, this unique tshuva of Yidden, comes to be. So therefore here, the bracha is regarding tshuva. This bracha actually, in Yitzchak's intention, was intended for Esav. When he gave this bracha, and he thought that he's giving a bracha to Esav, he actually intended to bring out this koyach of tshuva by Esav. But Yaakov, the main aveda that characterizes Yaakov's aveda is the aveda of tzaddikim. So this is the first time where the aveda of tshuva becomes a possibility, the yidden, the special tshuva of yidden, and Yitzchak actually intended that bracha for the first bal tshuva of amongst yidden, which is, or at least he wanted him to become a bal tshuva. He didn't, but he wanted to empower him to become a bal tshuva, which is Esav. So it's not just an incidental thing that Yitin v'yachsev Yitin is speaking about tshuva. This is actually the first time where the tshuva is relevant, and it was intended for Esav to make him a bal tshuva. Aval the Rebbe concludes be'emes gam bracha zusha yeches rak le'Yaakov. But the truth is, who actually received the bracha? It was Yaakov. Ki gam avedes tshuva, even the aveda of tshuva, although lechayre was Esav that had to do tshuva and Yaakov is a tzaddik. The essence of tshuva, the koyach of tshuva, this deeper connection that's expressed through the aveda of tshuva. Ultimately, Esav doesn't end up doing tshuva. It's Yaakov the one that gets this bracha, and the aveda of tshuva, the unique koyach of tshuva, as Rebbe explained before, the deeper hashpa and the power to do tshuva is only for Yaakov and his children, and it's also expressed in Yaakov's own life in the aveda of tshuva, as Rebbe explains later in Parshas Vayetze, where Yaakov goes down to Haran and he's in a place where there's klippa, and Yaakov Avinu is able to elevate that, similar to the concept of tshuva. So therefore, this is a unique bracha. The nekuda here is the yitim, the yachsev, the yitim is a unique bracha, not only the ashpa to go on the straight path of tzaddikim, but the koyach of tshuva. That's the double bracha. So now based on this, that is an introduction to the bracha. So Yitzchak sees when the Beis HaMikdash is built, when it's destroyed, and the way it's rebuilt, Lasad Lavi. Beis HaMikdash b'binyanai Yerishayim, the Beis HaMikdash when it's built in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, before there was any destruction, that's Yaakov seeing, or Yitzchak seeing, the Aved of Tzadikim, Yasha Ha'ilach V'cholu, Yidin building a Beis HaMikdash and going in the straight path, the Aved of Tzadikim. That's the introduction to the first bracha, Yitin. Mashenke Beis HaMikdash B'chorbanai. Yitzchak seeing the Beis HaMikdash when it's destroyed, V'achakach Shuv B'binyanai V'shechlu Le'lasad Lavi, and being rebuilt again. Hukiinyan Aved HaTshuva Shala'achrei Yidid V'achob. That represents the Yidin doing tshuva, the aveda of tshuva, of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. So this is the introduction to this unique bracha here of Yitain, v'yachzer v'yitain, the double bracha, elevating and giving, empowering for the aveda of tshuva. So for Yuvon, so based on this we understand, Mashagam Ri is based on Miglish Bechurbanoi, Ba Bagdamal Abrachazu, why also seeing the destruction and the rebuilding, even the destruction is part of the introduction to this bracha. Kihimasimam kavanas habracha. This is fitting with the whole purpose of the chiddush of what this bracha was about. Shakadosh Baruch Hu yitein v'yachze v'yitein, which is ha'ashpa nesimis kayach, hein lavedis ha-tzadikim, v'hein lavedis ha-balit shuvah. The bracha is not just that he saw two batei mikdash for two brachas on two levels of tzadikim. No, it's the chorban in between and the rebuilding that chorban. That's the balit shuvah. The Yiride, the transformation that a Baal Tshuva causes even when he was disconnected and he's able to innovate and create on his own from below, that's the introduction to the bracha of the V'yachzer V'yitin. Muzbegan Kain, and this also answers the question we asked before, Loma Nirmas Beis HaMikdash B'Churbanei Davke B'Tevas K'Reyach Soda. Why is the Churban here being hinted in the language that's used here about a field? HaMeramuzas Letzin Soda Techrash, which hints to the pasuk that described the churban as the tziyan, the Yerushalayim, will be plowed like a field. And not in any other word that would hint the actual destruction itself. And the reason is as follows. What characterizes tshuva itself? A Baal tshuva is a person that sees and understands that the ways and the lifestyle that he's living is not right and it's negative, and he becomes bitter about this and he realizes that he has to return. How bitter and how terrible it is that he's left his place, he's left his natural home to be one with the Eibishter. Nishbar liboy bekirboy, his heart becomes broken, umismarmer umischarat al maisav akoidmim, he becomes bitter and regrets his actions. Umisayre betshuva shleima ala ova vakabala toiva ala ba, and he becomes awakened and aroused to drop his lifestyle and to accept to go in the future to connect to the Eibishter. That's what characterizes a Baal Tshuva. This is talking about a Baal Tshuva in the literal sense. The Rebbe adds, V'cheinu gam b'madreges ha'nayla shal tshuva de tzadikim. This is also true about the tshuva that could be possible even by tzadikim. As it's explained in many places in Chassidus, that tshuva is not only literally for someone that has to do tshuva on avedis, but even a tzadik can also do tshuva to return and to go higher and higher. V'b'chinez v'aruach toshav ala alikim ha'shan asana, to return your neshama to its source higher and higher. What's the tshuva of a tzaddik? As great as his service for the Eibishter is, he's a yesh. He's an existence that there's a certain subtle self-involvement that he feels himself in what he's doing. And in that sense, there's a certain distance that he has from his source. To a subtle degree, he understands that however great his Aveda is, but there's a certain separation here that he feels himself in his Aveda and he's not fully connected to his source the way he should be. So therefore, even the Aveda of this kind of level of tshuva is characterized by this mar ra mar ozvacha, to feel that he's disconnected and he has to connect on a deeper level. Zois emeres, meaning to say, margish, the point here is that a Baal Tshuva feels, ech shematzovoi, hanagosoi, umaisov, kifishe madato, his situation, his behavior, his actions, the way they are till now, enam kedaboy, and not the way it should be. Umuchrech l'shanoisom, and therefore he must change. Zois emeres lovatles mitziyusiv itziyuri akoidim, to change his existence, his whole makeup, the way he was till now, to transform himself, to be mevatel himself, and to become a new person, to connect on a new level. That's what characterizes the Aveda of a tzaddik, of a Baal Tshuva, that is. Therefore, when Yitzchak sees the Besamigdash Bechurbanoi, it's hinted in a soda. Because the soda hints to the Aveda of a Baal Tshuva. The Soda itself, which is the destruction, but it also hints to the Aveda, to the positive, the Aveda of the Baal Tshuva. Soda Techrash, Techrash in Yonai, the Mar Piyara, just like when you plow, you take a hard piece of land, which is like a rock, and you transform it, you soften it, and you make it fertile land to be able to plant in it. Hanashim Mevatla Metziyah Shehoyal of Neze, you annul what it was before, and you create a new existence that you're able to plant there. That's exactly what the Aveda of Tshuva is all about. So therefore, Soda here is hinting to the Aveda of Tshuva. So that's what he sees, the Beis HaMikdash B'Binyanai, the Aveda of Tzadikim. Then he sees the Beis HaMikdash B'Churbanai, which is compared to a Soda. That's the Tshuva in this time period. Hamayr al avedis hatshuve be'in sada techrash, plowing a field. Ki bizeh misbatas klolus avedis hatshuve. This expresses the whole aveda, the nature of a bal tshuve, that's like plowing in a field, softening himself, being mevatel himself, connecting himself to the Eibishter. Ah, the Rebbe goes further and brings in a deeper point here in this subject. There's one more question that the Rebbe didn't answer yet, which is the Elikim, which will come at the end of the Sicha. But before that, the Rebbe now explains a deeper point over here. So we're saying that Yitzchak saw Besamikdash Bibinyonai, the Aveda of Tzadikim, Besamikdash Bechurbanai, which is the Aveda of a Baal Tshuva, which is actually hinted in the Churbanai itself. The Churban, which is hinted in the word Sadeh, that itself shows in the Aveda of Tshuva. But then it also says that he saw Besamikdash Bibinyonai, the way it's going to be Banayu Meshuchle La'asad Lavai. That's going to be rebuilt La'asad Lavai. So based on what the Rebbe just explained here, so he already saw two things, the Aveda of Tzadikim, Bibinyane, the Aveda of Bali Tshuva, the Aveda of Sodeh. So what's the third Indian over here? Why does it say that he also saw the third Beis HaMikdash, Bibinyane, that it's going to be Meshuchla La'asad Lavai? So the Rebbe explains that it's not only that that's the ultimate purpose, of course, that the Tshuva brings to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but this also will explain us deeper what the Aveda of Tshuva is supposed to be about. Omna, move on, it's understood, Shetachlis HaMeriris VaTshuva. What is the purpose of the whole Aveda, the attitude of a Baal Tshuva, that he becomes bitter about his lifestyle, or he realizes that this is not the place I want to be, I want to grow? What's the purpose? So, that he should actually take the proper steps and put a new lifestyle into motion and to use that energy of his Tshuva that he's feeling, that remorse and the change that he wants to make, and actually bring about that change in his Aveda. That it should actually change his dedication, his commitment, and his Avedis Hashem to be with a greater, to be more careful, and to be with much more energy. If it just remains with the fact that there's a charisha, that there's a remorse, and he's feeling that he has to change, but the actual nature of his Aveda remains the same, so then the tshuva, there's a disconnect from that inspiration or that awakening of tshuva, to actually applying it to his Aveda, to actually make a transformation in his regular Aveda. So that a kavana is that it should actually bring that effect in his regular Aveda, that it should now be infused with this new energy of his tshuva. The harayef shali is because it is possible that a person is really regretting his previous behavior, and he truthfully becomes awakened with a real feeling of tshuva. But it won't actually influence and change his Aveda that he does in Teiru Mitzvahs. And whatever he was involved in, so he was immersed in his Masomaten, in his business, too much, and he wasn't paying attention to mitzvahs as much as he should be, so he didn't have the proper chayis in his mitzvahs. Instead, he puts all of his energy into his business, so it's a misplaced energy. So if a person is feeling remorse about this, and he's feeling like, I have to rethink where my focus is and where my chayis should be, and he has a true isayiris about this, but then his daily schedule goes, and he goes back to his daily schedule, and his focus in Torah mitzvahs versus his focus in other things, in business and other dealings, it doesn't change. His lifestyle remains the same, so then the whole point of the tshuva is not fulfilled. It's also true regarding what we said before, the tshuva applies even to a tzaddik. After there's a deep awakening that he wants to connect on a deeper level, it's possible that the actual Torah mitzvahs should remain the same. Meblisha turgash tnuas hatshuva, that deeper feeling, that deeper movement that he had in himself to connect on a deeper level, shouldn't actually necessarily be translated into changing the nature of his entire fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs that he's doing. It's this deeper feeling that he had, but when he comes back to his regular daily schedule of Torah mitzvahs, it remains that usual aveda of a tzaddik. But you have to integrate and bring in that energy of the tshuva, that it should actually influence his daily lifestyle. That's the whole purpose of the tshuva. So therefore, when it says here that Yitzchak sees that there was a churban, and he sees the sada, which refers to the tshuva, it doesn't stop there. But that he sees how this tshuva has an effect, the effect that it has on the building of the Beis HaMikdash that follows. This bracha includes the real purpose and the full complete tshuva, the effect that it should have. The positive effect of the tshuva b'kiyum ha-Torah u'mitzvos in the regular Torah mitzvahs that a person does every day. So ba'ayfim shuchlul b'chayis nisefes, that it should be infused with a greater beauty and with it should be rebuilt. The Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt, not the same as it was before. Now it's affected through the tshuva. So the tshuva now brings about an even greater structure of his kiyum of Torah mitzvahs. Shazemerum is dafke b'Beis HaMikdash ha-shlishi shalachrei achorbim. So the Avodah of tshuva then affects the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs and it elevates all of it on a higher level. That's how the effect of tshuva on the Torah mitzvahs of the person's life. But now the Rebbe adds, this begins with the attitude that the person has in the tshuva itself. Omnam idach is on the other hand, b'chdeish titzayis ha-tshuva tiyanakid deboi, in order that a person's awakening in his tshuva should have this proper desired effect, kanal, tzarech liyis ha-tshuva b'oifen ha-nayla v'amasam l'tachliso. So the tshuva itself has to be with that approach. It has to be with that focus. What should be the feeling and the remorse and the regret and the hisayrus that a person has in tshuva? It's not just feeling that, it's not good, I'm not in the right place, and it's not just that hisayrus. That alone, the tshuva itself, the nature of this is Eiris itself has to be forward thinking. So what am I doing? So how am I changing? How am I going to put this into action to actually change my life? The tshuva itself has to be infused with that purpose. What's going to be in the future? This is yet an additional hint in the fact that tshuva is hinted in a field. So before this, the Rebbe said that a field is a place where you change and there's that charisha, there's the plowing that takes place. But of course, a field is something else. Kolaymar, what do we see in a field? Ein tachlisa shel tshuva in the techra shaba. The purpose of the tshuva is not just the plowing of the field, the softening the ground, which is hamiriris va'abitul, the bitterness and the person annulling himself. Ki yimin asada, what's the main thing of a field? Hay medes amu edes lezriya, which is designated for planting and for growing, tzmiche v'avos peiris, to grow and to bring the fruits. Kiyum ha-Torah mitzvah shel achakach. So that's the main focus of the tshuva. The tshuva itself, the esoteris of the tshuva, should not be this inspiration that's disconnected of the future of the person in his schedule that's going to follow. It should be forward thinking that I'm going to use this inspiration to actually infuse that energy in the Torah mitzvahs to grow on a much higher level. So this is the additional varte that Rebbe adds when it gets to the nature of the tshuva and how it affects the whole avodah of a person. So now the Rebbe comes back finally to answer the question of why is the name Elikim mentioned in this bracha and not the name Avaya? Since, as we've explained here, the whole Aveda primarily, or the main bracha that is, was to bench, to be able to do the Aveda of Tshuva, Akshura Binyan HaMeriris. The Aveda of Tshuva is where a person has to change, and the Meriris that comes along with this change. Shinina Dinva Tzimtzum, so this judgment, which comes from Shem Elikim, where a person has to be sort of harsh with himself, and to bring about this change from below, to be created from below with a great force. So that's something that comes with the nature of Shem Elikim. Omnam, however, Ein Zeh B'chinas Elikim Stam. This is not just the name of Elikim, but Kiyim Ha Elikim. It says, V'itin L'cha Ha Elikim B'hei Ayidiyah. Adding a hey over here. Shuinyin Ayidiyah V'hagiloy Ha'bol Achreya Helen V'atzimtzum. Hei Ayidiyah, the hey that makes the known one, refers to the revelation and the connection that follows after that Aveda of Tshuva. Shuin Avedis HaTshuva Shabal Achrei HaRichok. It's the Aveda of Tshuva that comes after a person has been disconnected. V'hu Achon Gilui L'gilui ha'anyanam, and it's the preparation for a greater revelation that will follow. Gilui ha'anyanam aleim nema, which regarding it says, regarding this aveda of tshuva and these revelations, it says, ayin le'ro'asa elikim zulasecha, that no eye has ever seen these revelations, it will be revealed la'asad lave, and the pasuk there also uses the term elikim, the revelation of elikim that comes through the aveda of tshuva, as the Rebbe points out in order 59, that the Gemara in Bracha says, this refers to a Baal Tshuva. She is Galu, Lasid Lavai, which will be revealed, Lasid Lavai, Bibias, Mashiach Tzidkeinu.